You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date on what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Richland Source City Editor Carl Hunnell began his journalism career 43 years ago. His new 10-part series features Congressional Medal of Honor recipients from Richland County. The series is supported by Mansfield Cemetery Association. Today, Carl and Richland Source Managing Editor Larry Phillips will dive into the story of Joseph Hedges. Before we continue, a quick message from our friend and sponsors at the Richland School of Academic Arts. The Richland School of Academic Arts is committed to providing the best academic core curriculum, blended with meaningful integration of the visual and performing arts to build educated, confident students to be future community leaders. Enrollment for 2023 to 2024 is now live. To learn more, visit the Richland School of Academic Arts.us. Now, our feature story.
Hi, this is Larry Phillips. I'm the managing editor of Richland Source, and I'm joined by Carl Hunnell, who is the city editor and author of our 10-part series on Congressional Medal of Honor winners, all from Richland County. And today's edition is First Lieutenant Joseph Hedges from Mansfield. Obviously, Hedges is a very familiar name to longtime Mansfield residents. And this particular individual, Lieutenant Joseph Hedges, is buried here in Mansfield, was a Congressional Medal of Honor winner whose actions of bravery were recognized from the event on December 17th, 1864.
First Lieutenant Joseph Hedges, a member of the 4th U.S. Cavalry, born in Mansfield back in 1836. He was 28 years old at the time of the Battle of West Harpeth River in southern Tennessee. This was a battle that took place on December 17th. Hood's Army of Tennessee General John Bell Hood, who was already reeling from losses in Nashville and Franklin, and we talked about a couple of days ago the gentleman from Richland County who won the Medal of Honor in Franklin. Well, Hood is still trying to get away. He's trying to escape out of the state of Tennessee and try to preserve as much of his army as he could. Union General George Thomas was eager to finish off Hood's army and give it to President Lincoln for as a Christmas present. He pressed General James Wilson's Federal Cavalry Corps, which included the 4th, to go and make it happen. Hood, who was 33, ordered one of his commanders, General Stephen Lee, to take about 2,500 infantry soldiers and a small cavalry unit and fight a rearguard action. By that I mean, basically, you guys hold the line while the rest of us try to get away. It's probably a very tough task. Hood hoped to buy enough time for the rest of his army to escape south into Alabama. The early morning hours of December 17th, Wilson's forces met the Confederate forces at the Hollow Tree Gap. A ferocious battle, more than 300 killed or wounded. Lee's forces then withdrew, hoping to scramble across the Harpeth River, where the bulk of Hood's army had earlier crossed. Undaunted, Wilson gathered his scattered horsemen and moved in again. What was perhaps one of the largest cavalry charges on American soil. About 6,000 federal troopers charged across what is now known as Harlansdale, which is a city park in Franklin. A small contingent of Confederate cavalry appeared and again tried to blunt the attack, again fighting a rearguard action. Near Winstead Hill, Tennessee, Lee was wounded, and General Carter Stevenson, who was a veteran at Vicksburg and Atlanta, as well as the Mexican Wars, when he was fighting for the U.S. Army, assumed command. Continuing his retreat, Stevenson, very exhausted infantry, they formed what was known as hollow squares, which is kind of a last resort formation for foot soldiers when they're facing overwhelming cavalry. You basically form a square and you try to hold the line.
It's described like what you'll see on a calendar or something where the four guys from British Redcoats are...
Right.
Okay.
It's basically almost like a bar fight. You're going back to back.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You can't exactly see where everything's coming from, so you watch my back, I'll watch yours. Close hand-to-hand combat ensued as the sunrise to sunset battle raged into the darkness. Nearing the end, an element of the 4th Cavalry, led by Hedges, made the final furious charge that earned him his medal. According to a citation, it said, quote, at the head of his regiment, Hedges charged a field artillery battery with strong infantry supports. Hedges and his unit broke the enemy's lines and, along with other mounted troops, captured three guns and many prisoners. Wilson's troopers from the Confederacy called it a day after the battle that covered 16 miles. The remnants of the Army of Tennessee crossed the Tennessee River on December 29th, and the Federals ended their pursuit. The Battle of West Harpeth was described as a desperate and close fight that resulted in nearly 600 soldiers killed or wounded in Williamson County. And the 4th Cavalry continued after that. I mean, it went into Alabama. It captured a supply depot at Selma, defeating a Confederate cavalry led by the infamous General Nathan Bedford Forrest. They turned east and linked up with General Sherman, taking Montgomery, Alabama, and Columbus, Georgia. They arrived in Macon, Georgia, where word came of Lee's surrender in Virginia. The 4th remained in Macon as an occupying force, later assisted in capturing fugitive Confederate President Jefferson Davis. Hedges, who advanced to the rank of major along the way, got his Medal of Honor on April 5, 1898. He died on August 12, 1910. And is one of four local Medal of Honor winners that's buried here in Richland County. He is buried in the Mansfield Cemetery.
Yeah, Carl and I went out there to shoot a video of Lieutenant Hedges' tombstone, and it was interesting to note that I believe it was his father or grandfather was also a military presence and actually had a significantly larger tombstone than he did.
Yeah.
And so obviously this is a famous family here in Mansfield.
Yeah, I think obviously there's a lot of stories that you could research and write about these guys. I mean, this series kind of focuses on what they did in terms of leading up to the battle where they earned the Medal of Honor. Not as much attention obviously paid to what led up to them joining the Army or what came afterward. But obviously when you think of the name Hedges in the city of Mansfield, it's a famous name, and perhaps none more famous than Joseph S. Hedges, who won the Congressional Medal of Honor in Harpeth River, Tennessee, back in 1864.
You know, Carl, one of the things in reading this series that was interesting to me was that a lot of the Civil War history that's been focused on is mostly in the Eastern Theater. You know, Sherman's march to the sea, once Grant has taken over, a lot of things in Virginia. Much of the Civil War was fought in Virginia in the Eastern Theater, and then obviously Gettysburg. But yet we had three Congressional Medal of Honor winners from Richland County. All of them, or these three, were within 3 weeks of each other, and all of them in the Western Theater. So this was fun for me to read because these were battles that I was not that familiar with, and that's where our local guys displayed their heroics. So these were all new stories to me, and I thought it was interesting just to get to learn a little bit more about the Civil War than maybe we'd focused on in other avenues.
Exactly. I did not know a lot about these battles until I researched them. I encourage people to go and read the story today on richlandsource.com. There's a map that shows the battle. You'll be able to see Joseph Hedges' headstone, and there's also a video about the attempts to kind of restore and remark that battlefield. But, you know, when you talk about the Eastern Theater, the soldier we're going to talk about tomorrow definitely participated in the Eastern Theater. In fact, he took part in the last major battle of the Civil War. His name was Corporal Smith Larimer, and we'll talk about him tomorrow.
Next, an event that you should know about. Tonight at 6 p.m., bring the kids and head over to the Marvin Memorial Library in Shelby for a program with the Ohio School of Falconry. They will talk about birds of prey, how they communicate, and kids will even get a chance to catch a bird. Have fun. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember the life of Edith Cervenka. Edith was born in Kingsport, Tennessee in 1925. Edith worked at Swan Rubber of Bucyrus and for several years at the Crestline YMCA. She was involved with the Crestline VFW Auxiliary. Edith loved spending time with her children and family. She also enjoyed reading, gardening, playing bingo, and gambling. Edith was preceded in death by two husbands. She is survived by her children, 15 grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Edith's life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.